As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, and the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Wednesday, March the 25th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web. I'm on the web. Everyone's on the web these days at www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. Log on and bookmark those sites today. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions once again for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. Vocalis localis for Latin speakers, vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me, snail mail, at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo, to me, 65647. And again, those websites are vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold resists any attempt to force it below the $900 mark. We'll talk about that this morning. Paper and Printers, Inc., who controls news and notice now, we'll be going there. We'll pick up Part 8 in this Fabian Equality. We'll look at the International Monetary Fund, the various money changers squabbling. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Those market reports for today, Wednesday, March the 25th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just 1 hour ago. Gold was trading $2.60 down off of its closing yesterday at $923.50. Silver was off 26 cents, trading at $13.18. Platinum was off $2, $1,115 an ounce. Palladium off $2 as well at $204 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average off its March 24th closing, it was down 115.25, trading at 7,660.61 points. Similarly, the NASDAQ was off 39.25 at its closing yesterday, trading at 1,516.52 points. The U.S. dollar index up 8 basis points, trading at 84.19, crude off $1.35, trading at 52.63, and the low and the high in the spot market for today, 915.40 so far for a low, $929.60 for a high. That's off $16.90, or 1.80% of where it was 1 year ago today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Wednesday, March the 25th, 2009, first hour of our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the OracleBroadcasting.com. My name again is William Roberts. We've gone through the financial news in the first segment. If you've missed those first segments, if your affiliate station or micro-broadcaster has their own top-of-the-hour news break at that time, go back and visit the archives if you're interested and pick up the market news for today. Before we move along, let's finish up on that market news. The foreign exchange rates for today, if you want to buy British pounds, it's going to cost you $1.46 to do that. Euros are running around $1.35 U.S. The Mexican peso, just pocket change, 7 cents down there hidden amongst the lint and pocket knives in the bottom of your jeans pocket. The Canadian dollar, about 81 cents today. So everything seems to be moving up a little bit. You have to really watch. It's all fractionals. Very, very tiny moves going on in the foreign exchange rate. But of course, when you're talking about billions and billions serves, a little bit adds up fast. Let's go into the news again and take a look at this paper and Printers, Inc., who controls the news. And notice now, this is an article out of Bloomberg. Boston Globe makes cuts as newspapers weigh on the New York Times by Greg Benzinger, March 25th, Bloomberg again. New York Times company may need further job cuts at the Boston Globe as the newspaper loses advertising revenue and circulation more quickly than its flagship publication. This is systemic, folks. It's global. Newsroom employees have until the end of the week, that's the end of this week, that is until the end of this week, to decide whether to take buyout offers that would help the Globe eliminate as many as 50 positions or 12% of newsroom staff. according to Robert Powers, a newspaper spokesman. When was the last time your employer sidled up quietly to you during coffee break and gave you a buyout offer to quit your job? Never happened to me. Usually just get a pink slip in with your paycheck. Sometimes it's worse than that, just a pink slip in the middle of the day sometimes. But that was trade union carpentry, a little bit different than schlepping around in the newsroom. The Globe, harder hit by an industry-wide slump, is weighing on Times Company's results as more readers get their news online and marketers cut spending in the recession. And isn't there a lot of truth in that? If you want any news today, you basically have to listen online because you get very little of it out of the newspapers. But unfortunately, even we in the independent broadcasting media are somewhat dependent upon these various news wires, and I certainly am relying upon Bloomberg right now. So it's not like you're going to cut away to some clean, fresh breath of air just because the newspapers go away. There's a downside in that stormy cloud over the newspapers, and we'll find out a little bit more as we go along. They'll have no choice but to lay off more people, said Larry Grimes, who buys and sells media companies for investment bank W.B. Grimes & Company in Gaithersburg, Maryland. You don't want to sell a newspaper in this environment. Well, let me tell you something, Larry. You don't want to be selling anything in this environment because very few people have any money to invest, and no one really wants to invest in paper and ink, unfortunately. It's one of the reasons why, even though I've been asked many times, why don't you write a book, Will? Well, I'd write a book, but who would buy it, and then who would read it? So why go through the journey? Nevertheless, the buyouts are one way the Times Company is trying to save money as its print sales decline. The publisher has halted its dividends. It's put its minority stake in the, get this, Boston Red Sox baseball team up for sale. Boy, aren't we got, we just all get our crying hankies out for that one, don't we? And agreed to sell the space it occupies in its Manhattan headquarters for $225 million to pay down debt. Sounds like a pretty good move. Get out of Manhattan before somebody finds the Velcro fly, rips it off, and pushes it right out into the Atlantic Ocean and sinks it where it should belong at this time. The company also trimmed the Globe's advertising sales team. That's right. Go after the sales team. Get after your advertisers when you're short on money. Brilliant strategy. Ongoing cuts. Our cost-cutting efforts are ongoing, and that's true across all of our properties, said Catherine Mathis, a Times Company spokeswoman. Quote, it's simply the environment we're in. Always the environment. Catherine, wake up. And the Globe would certainly not be immune to that, close quote. The publisher hasn't announced any plan to sell the Globe, that Boston Globe, that is, Mathis said. Globe editor Martin Barron declined to comment on the buyouts. The Globe has lost daily circulation every year since 2004, a 28% drop over the period, according to the Audit Bureau of Circulations, and I can imagine that the Globe can thank the Bush administration for that. Lots of downside tribulations, if you will, from the Bush administration. Who wants to listen to the news when all they get is the same claptrap every day? Revenue for New England Media Group, which includes the Globe, Worcester Telegram, and Gazette, and their websites, fell by 12% last year, and sales at the New York Times Media Group, including the newspaper and the NewYorkTimes.com, declined by 6.2%. You know, it's rather funny out here in sunny southwest Missouri, where we're crawling above 40 degrees today as we went through quite a snappy cold night last night. Had to nip up in the middle of the evening and get another blanket for the Betty Bye. Nevertheless, as we went into this snappy cold period here, it reminds me that I have received here in southwest Missouri, plugs, advo packets, info packets from the New York Times, from the Wall Street Journal, even from this Boston Globe. They're reaching out into the hinterlands trying to attract buyers or readers or subscribers even as far out as this. Can you imagine? You know what I did with those things. The New England unit made up about 18% of Time Company's media revenue last year, down from 19% in 2007. and 23% in 2001. So as we move into this post 9/11 period, the people have less and less confidence in the public media spin system. Getting some concessions, Times Company said it agreed to sell Times Daily, a newspaper with a daily circulation of 27,800 in Florence, Alabama, and it didn't disclose the price. So now let's see how widespread this is. Chief Executive Officer Janet Robinson said in March of 2008 that a sale of Globe was unlikely after Times' biggest shareholder, Harbinger Capital Partners, told the company to invest in its main business and internet assets. And one of the values of these various kinds of articles that we put out, it helps to bring forward some of these various names, the same names that we see down here in Southwest Missouri and even in Southeast Missouri, as some of the old line newspapers are being bought and sold like so many commodities. But there's a downside to all of this buying and selling. Let's find out a little bit more and then we'll go on into that. The Globe will need to consider further cost-saving measures, including job cuts, said Barry Lucas, an analyst at Rye, New York-based Gabelli and Company. The Times will have to negotiate this out with their unions. Isn't it funny? The unions always come into this thing. Let's see if I can clear my throat with a little more coffee. It was a bit too hot to drink a moment ago. The times are changing, folks. We're coming into a break. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Yes, we have returned once again. You know, the Times is going to have to negotiate this buyout with their unions, and, you know, the unions are always part of the matrix, if you will. They're going to get some concessions because it's going to be very difficult to find a buyer. For the Globe, Lucas said, and quote, it could be very expensive to shut it down. Yes, indeed. It is expensive to shut buildings and businesses down these days, especially when you have to buy out your employees and buy out the unions and buy out your suppliers and sell out all of your contracts and things like that. Plus finding a way to get rid of all of the equipment, moving all the machinery out, moving out the printing presses and so on and so forth. It would be expensive to shut down a large newspaper company. To cope with a decline in classified ad sales, the Globe this month reduced by about half or 32 the number of employees who take the orders by telephone. Of course, they should have put that online a few years ago and started saving money. The newspaper will close a printing plant in Billerica, Massachusetts, in the second half because it no longer needs the extra capacity. Go on and forth and forth and forth and down and down and down. Here we go. Industry-wide slump. The publisher, controlled by the Ochs-Sulzberger family, wonder if they're kosher, brought the company that controlled the Globe for about $1 billion in 1993. Look at the haircut these guys are going to take. They bought the Globe for $1 billion in 1993. It may get $156 million after taxes from a sale of the newspaper. Craig Huber, a Barclays capitalist analyst who rates Times Company shares underweight, said in a January 29 note, how would you like to have paid $1 billion for a newspaper just 1993 and only get $156 million after taxes today? That's kind of like buying a pig in the poke, isn't it? Other companies are scaling back their newspaper holdings. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer, which lost $14 million last year, halted its print edition on March the 17th and cut about 90% of the newsroom jobs after the owner, Hearst Corporation, I'm really crying, failed to find a buyer for it. Hearst may also try to sell or close the San Francisco Chronicle if it can't agree to sufficient job cuts with its unions. E.W. Scripps Company shuttered the Rocky Mountain News last month after no buyer emerged. Gannett Company is in talks with at least two buyers for the Tucson Citizen. And Copley Press, Inc. agreed to sell the San Diego Union Tribune for an undisclosed sum to Platinum Equity, LLC. Emil Courtney, a Standard & Poor's credit analyst, said in an interview March 19th that the Globe may benefit if it can lure some of its readers of its smaller rival, the Herald Media, Inc.'s Boston Herald. The Herald's circulation fell 9.9% to 167,500 in the 6 months through September compared with the year earlier. So this is all real bad news. You know, they used to say that he who controlled the paper and he who controlled the ink controlled the news, but we can see that things are moving into a more electronic age now, as our chatter said. Trying to save some of these newspapers is kind of like trying to drag a dinosaur into the future. Nevertheless, there is one aspect of these various and sundry newspapers and newspaper corporations that we mustn't forget, and that is the concept of notice, legal notice. Legal notice is a very important part of the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government that we have, and especially according to the wisdom of François Guizot in his History of the Origins of Representative Government in Europe. It is one of the three great pillars of a representative government. We must have publicity, gentlemen. We must have notice. We must have something where we can go to find a reliable place to go and find notice of what's coming on us and at us. But as we do move further into this digital period, more and more people are going right to the horse's mouth, so to speak, eliminating the filter of the media and looking at the bills for themselves and tracking the finances themselves, just as we do here morning after morning going into the market reports. So perhaps some of this printer's ink and big printing presses are becoming obsolete. But again, I caution and caution over and over again ever since this phenomena really started to break in the early 80s when I first had a TRS-80 computer, the old Trash 80, with a hard disk drive that could hold just about as much as you might find in a morning newspaper and nothing more. We used to have to daisy chain the hard drives together in order to process any sizable data. But in those days, I cautioned people and warned them to try and realize that when you go further and further into this computer age, this high-tech bubble, remember that a high-tech device doesn't put a roof over your head, and it doesn't put food in your belly, and it won't keep you warm on a cold winter's night. It's great if you want to sit there and tippity-tappity and tippity-tappity. I've certainly become a much better typist in the past 20 years than I ever thought I would. But nevertheless, tippity-tappity, tippity-tappity, it's a good way to take a lot of time and a lot of energy. But what is the outward production? What is produced? Are we converting natural resources? Are we creating any true wealth? Or are we just tippity-tappity, tippity-tappity, using things that were created for us by the Malaysians and the Chinese and out of the clever mind of Bill Gates and others? Let's go into this world economic situation just a little bit more. Oh, and I'll also simply say that, you know, more of these printers go out of business quite frequently. When you have a newspaper, there's a small printing company that's available, an ancillary printing company that's available that can print things like your books, and they can print flyers and other things, the offset presses. These are all starting to fade away. And if you've ever tried to do any kind of a promotion off of a Hewlett-Packard printer, you know how expensive it can be to print out 500 flyers. It used to be quite inexpensive to just go in with your hard copy and have the small offset press company burn a plate from your master and then throw it into the the press and run off a ream of paper for you, and you'd walk away with just a couple of dollars invested. You can't do that in many places today any longer. The same thing with business cards and other many of the other conveniences. Let us not turn our back on the printers while we're in the process of turning our back on the news media spin. Going back into another article here again out of Bloomberg, this one by Simon Clark and Elena, forget about it, can't say her name, I don't know what a part of the world she's from, but this is titled, Geneva Bankers Have a Word for Brown's Tax Attacks, Hypocrisy. So this is that article, kind of a continue on from where we were earlier this week, talking about the Geneva, the Switzerland banks under attack right now by the IMF and the world banking community as they're trying to get more transparency and trying to close up some of these hideaway banking places in Switzerland. But this is an interesting carry on from that, March 25th, and yet another sign that financial centers are losing each other's confidence. Stop right there and just simply say, let us understand that there is a war going on constantly. It's not just a war against you and I and our financial house. It's not just a war as to what kind of a form of government each of the various countries will have over the next 100 years. There's also a war for power. There's a struggle for power among these various stakeholders in global governance. And so as they struggle for who's going to come out on top, we'll have to kind of watch from the side, so like so many ants watching a raging bull in a pen. Nevertheless, here we go. Geneva bankers are insisting that Gordon Brown, you all know who Gordon Brown is, the champion of deregulated markets in London and the British Isles, favors tax cheats at least as much as he says they do. So you see that Gordon Brown and others are castigating or condemning the Geneva bankers for their favorable treatment of tax evaders. But yet now the Geneva bankers are going after Brown and his cronies because they favor tax cheats just every bit as much. Find out more about it. The British Prime Minister is calling for curbs on tax evasion and bank secrecy ahead of next week's G20 meeting at the XL Conference Center in the docks near Canary Wharf. Now you can take that and just file that in your mind, okay? Next week's G20 meeting summit. It's a summit at the XL Conference Center in the docks near Canary Wharf. And we'll plug that in on the other side with the rest of the okay.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
Learn learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And if you got something that you're just dying to get on the air, folks, the call-in numbers are, again, 866-841-1065. That's a toll-free number from around America and around the world and in the Austin, Texas area. Or if you have unlimited long distance or you have a low long distance charge, you can also call 512-904-8014. And if I understand correctly, if you're out and about, you can always listen to the Oracle Broadcasting Network off your cell phone at 512-904-8014. Follow the instructions, pick up the options, and take us with you when you go mobile. Back to the article once again here. We're talking about the Geneva bankers having a couple of words for Brown's, Gordon Brown's tax attacks. They're basically crying hypocrisy. How much safer would everybody's savings be if the whole world finally came together to outlaw shadow banking systems and offshore tax havens? ? Brown asked in a March the 4th speech to the U.S. Congress on a visit to Washington. Anyone listen to that speech? The sustainable mercenary? I think it's time that we export some good, strong Canadian hemp rope from Canada over to their mother country, British United Kingdom over there, Great Britain, big old England, and maybe practice a little bit of necktying in England. Anyway, Gordon Brown, what a piece of work. Let's continue. While financial services in places like Switzerland are under scrutiny, Britain has a network of semi-autonomous financial centers with little or no taxes. That puts Brown in no position to campaign on tax and secrecy, said Pierre Mirabaud, chairman of the Swiss Bankers Association in Geneva. I would define Mr. Brown and the British government's position as full of hypocrisy, Mirabad, who's also senior partner of Mirabad and Company, a 200-year-old private bank in the Swiss city, said in an interview, close quote. Here's another quote. At the end of the day, we're engaged in an economic war for market share, close quote. So one of the really good things, one of the upside potential, the silver lining in this ugly economic cloud, is that we're getting a lot of this economic bank secrecy claptrap out in the bright light of day where it belongs. Guernsey's private equity firms, Jersey's securitization vehicles, the Cayman Islands hedge funds, Bermuda's insurers, and the British Virgin Island holding companies are all incorporated on sovereign British soil. So let's not be calling the kettle black, Mr. Brown. Going further here into the article, it says, meeting standards, the UK, the Channel Islands, the Isle of Man, and Dublin held a combined 24% of offshore private banking assets in 2007, or about $1.7 trillion US dollars. Second, after Switzerland's 27% share, or $2 trillion, according to Boston's consulting group. So we can see here the two big hands in the offshore banking kind of secrecy swindle con game deal. And they're bickering over who's going to come out top dog, and they're screaming hypocrisy and shouting insults, acting otherwise like spoiled children. Might say insane children and adolescents running our governments. The U.S. President, Barry the Usurper, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will be among leaders at the G20 summit. And we're going to talk about that G20 summit in a moment. Brown wants to reach an agreement on new global rules for tax havens, including the British Islands. Here's a quote. These dependent territories have got to meet our standards, close quote, Brown told the U.K. Parliament on the 23rd of March, just a couple of days ago. Michael Ellum, Brown's spokesman, said the government is conducting a serious and constructive review of British tax havens. Yeah, you bet. Confident that's happening. Brown welcomed Switzerland's decision on March the 13th to renegotiate international tax agreements by saying the move may mark, quote, the beginning of the end for tax havens. Is there any truth in any of this? Or is this a bunch of fodder, smoke screens, etc.? Bankers in Geneva say Brown, who is 58 years old, by the way, just a couple of years senior to me, he's certainly done better in his life, I suppose, than I have, but I'll just go ahead and castigate the man, should focus on his home market rather than on Switzerland. In other words, butt out. I think what they say there is laissez-faire, laissez-passer. Bugger out and mind your own business, Mr. Brown. They also question whether their country, which is outside the G20, will be treated fairly. We're going to find out more about this idea. What is the G20? What is the G20? It's not a bunch of Jesuits, you know, huddling around in the corner. Well, they could be. Knights of Malta, perhaps. I don't know. MI5, MI6, CIA, Mossad, you name it. They're probably in there, but they may be hiding behind the curtain. Brown's Havens. Gordon Brown must know much more about the tax havens than we do because he's got a lot of tax havens around Britain, said Michael Deribert, Secretary General of the Swiss Private Bankers Association. You see how they're really digging at each other here in this article. A Geneva group for bankers who caters to millionaires. Here's another quote from Michael. I'm not sure that G20 is going to be as tough with its own members as they are going to be with countries outside the room. It's really important to be able to have a place at the table in these things, you know. And too bad we don't have any reporters from Oracle who have the pockets deep enough to flitter over to the Cannery Wharf and go to the Excel Center, Conference Center, and witness this G20 meeting. I'm sure it would be most interesting. Perhaps Joan Vion will make it. I don't know. Perhaps she'll report it back. If she does, I'll be listening. Economy Minister Doris Luthard is also concerned the Swiss financial industry, which accounts for about 12% of the country's gross domestic product. Remember, we had another article that said that the Swiss financial industry accounts for about 58% of the tax revenue in Switzerland. And here now they're telling us that it accounts for about 12% of the country's gross domestic product. will suffer a disadvantage. If we're making concessions in administrative assistance, countries like the UK and the US have to follow, she said in a March 20 interview with Swiss newspaper, I won't even try it, something or another, Zeitung. Quote, we won't accept hypocrisy from other nations. So there's a lot of name calling here. They're throwing back the rugs, looking underneath it, trying to find all the carpet beetles, etc. Let's go into this a little bit further as the morning progresses. Threatened regulations. They undermine regulation and they enable secrecy on a massive scale, said John Christensen, director of Tax Justice Network and a former advisor to Jersey. Now, Jersey is a place, not a man. It is a cow, by the way, or a kind of cow, a breed of cows. My father used to raise Jerseys. Why? What milk? What cream? What butter? What ice cream? What fond memories I have of that old refrigerator out in the yard with all the big mason jars full of fresh Jersey milk and cream. Nevertheless, going into this further, Michael Foot, I guess you'd say Foot probably, Michael Foot, a former official at the Bank of England and the Central Bank of the Bahamas, is leading the UK review of 9 financial centres. Foot probably, who can't challenge the island's freedom to set tax rates, said he'll publish an interim report by April 22nd. Poo-poo. How about that? Politicians on British offshore centres said they challenge billions of pounds. Excuse me. Politicians on Britain's offshore centres said they channel billions of pounds into London's financial district. I guess that's the other British channel. We are vitally important feeders into the United Kingdom. How do you like that? We are vitally important feeders into the United Kingdom. Alan Bell, the Isle of Man's finance minister, said in a January interview, Jersey, located off of France's northern shore or northern coast, is home to not only Jersey cattle, but also to Granite Finance Trustees Limited, through which UK mortgage lender, you know this name, Northern Rock PLC, parceled home loans and sold notes to investors before the bank was nationalized. A unit of New York's KKR and companies among private equity funds incorporated on Guernsey, an island adjacent in the channel. Of course, you have Guernsey cattle as well. Cayman companies, now we're down into the islands, you know. Now we're talking about the home turf of Alexander Hamilton, the son of a Levine, a British Tory that came up and helped to draft the Constitution for the Rothschild, for the American colonies. Right. This is Playtech, not Playtex, by the way. Playtech Limited, which develops online gambling software and has shares that trade on London's alternative investment market, is incorporated in the British Virgin Islands and has its headquarters on the Isle of Man. Playtech, not Playtex, not the bras. These are gamblers, although brasiers can be a gamble too. Playtech paid a tax rate last year of 1.8% or 762,000 euros or 1 million bucks. Said Shuki Barak, Playtech's chief financial officer. Going further here, the British tax havens create trusts that hide the identities of beneficiaries, Mirabal said. Quite an interesting struggle, wouldn't you agree? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we are back once again with call-in numbers one more time, folks, if you're interested to get in the last 15 minutes of this broadcast, 866-841-1065. Finishing up on this article, it's a very interesting article. The reason I'm sharing it with you is because it is absolutely loaded with names and places and dates and companies and funds and amounts. And this is this background or the backstory, if you will, of some of the claptrap that's coming down on us and at us. There are some people on this planet that just can't seem to get enough. Don't know the difference between want and need. Ain't never satisfied with enough cows, ain't never got enough land. That kind of a mentality. But unfortunately for a lot of these guys, they're all hat and no cattle. So let's go into it just a bit more and finish it out. A global tax truce is possible, said Jean-Pierre Koenig, chairman of Zurich-based private bank EFG International. See, a global tax truce is possible. In other words, a change. Change ain't going to be no more change. Going to piss, going to moan, going to cry, going to complain. Going to wring my handkerchief, but ain't going to be no change. Change. If we have the same conditions more or less all over the world, then there is no exodus of funds from one place to the other. In other words, uniformity, uniformitarianism, unity, if you will, universalism, just a big Catholic banking system. Mirabaud is skeptical that Brown can achieve his goals. The British government does everything to align itself in the international debate with those calling for reform of the financial system, he said. At the same time, it acts to protect itself from criticism. So there you go, a big brouhaha brewing in Geneva and London. Here's another interesting article. Again, we're picking up on this thread. We're looking for this G20 meeting. We're not going to let it go by unnoticed. We'll follow it. I'll be watching. Have you been up on the website lately? You can. It's easily done. www.imf.org. That would be the International Monetary Fund's own website. Lots of information up there. Of course, you're going to have to comb it with a very fine flea comb and get all of the newspeak out of it and look for the real truth and the hidden meanings, because that's the way it always is when you deal with these globalists. They have a meta language. A language about a language that you don't understand. They use words as symbols. Legal positivism. logical positivism, etc. They use language as symbols inside of a language game. And so you have to study carefully to understand what is being said, what is being meant, and what the writers were thinking, which is not necessarily what they had hoped to convey. Continuing, this is World Economic Crisis right off the IMF website. IMF urges the G20 states to take more decisive action to combat the crisis. And this is a couple of pages long. We probably won't get to the end of this article in this hour, but we'll give it a good try and get it started. Worth taking the time to do it, and then we'll go into some other studies on the other side, go into a little bit more penetrating view from the great economist Milton Friedman and his wife Rose. We'll also visit briefly in the text of the François Guizot. Let's go into this article, though, while we have a moment yet remaining. IMF urges the G20 states to take a more decisive action to combat crisis. You can find this article right on the IMF website. February 5th, 2009, so you can see it's about, 3 weeks ago, some 4 weeks. Policies, here's the bullet points. Policies need to be comprehensive, internationally coordinated. Cleaning bank balance sheets is critical to restoring confidence, and intervention needed to unlock credit markets. Cleaning the balance sheets, critical to restoring confidence. That's obfuscatory language for basically sweeping all of this under the carpet quickly, please. The people are watching. We need to hide what we're doing. The IMF has urged the group of 20 industrialized and emerging market countries to take more decisive policy action to combat the corrosive global financial and economic crisis by bolstering demand and cleaning up the financial sector. See a show of hands for all of those of you who have listened to any of my many broadcasts on the idea that at the very heart and soul and the very woof and warp of sustainable development, if you wanted to reduce sustainable development down to just one simple word, you could find it in the word demand. And I've invested no small amount of time on the air trying to bring out demand and demand cycles and demand as the fundamental driving force behind sustainable development. And we'll go there again in the future. We're certainly going to see more of that in this article. In a note prepared for a meeting of G20 deputies in London that took place on January the 31st through February the 1st, the IMF portrayed a grim outlook for the global economy, with growth in 2009 virtually grinding to a halt around the world and contracting in advanced economies. Got that? The IMF portrayed a grim outlook for the global economy, with growth in 2009 virtually grinding to a halt around the world and contracting in advanced economies. Got a local writer here, writer for the local newspaper, Berry County Advertiser, painting this glowing picture, telling the people in the area that everybody in America has healthy savings accounts, and that what we really need to do to get our economy started again, to jumpstart our economy, is to have confidence and go out and begin to spend and spend and spend and spend and spend. I wonder if they'll print it. Maybe I should take time over the weekend and write a rebuttal. Maybe they'll print it in the letters to the editor. I'd like to speak a little truth to power. Those kind of articles really tick me off, because I know that there are lots of little old ladies that read that kind of stuff. And then they rush right out and they think, oh, everything is fine. Let's spend and spend. That's the Keynesian mentality, where you believe that you can actually spend your way into prosperity. The more you spend, the more you have. I feel millions and millions of dollars in real estate, then you can call yourself a millionaire. Other times and other places and other centuries, we just call you land rich and dollar poor. Nevertheless, let's go back to this IMF article. Again, the dramatic worsening of the financial crisis since mid-September has generated historic declines in confidence and severe disruption in credit intermediation. The precipitous decline in activity across the globe is in turn further damaging the financial sector, the IMF said. The IMF said, didn't say who the IMF was, but the IMF said that. But notice where the damage control is going. Notice where these guys are going. These are the money changers. These are these international money changers. This is another part of this Fabian equality, if you will. The IMF and the money changers are all squabbling. But they're looking at the financial sector, the international financial community, the new economic order. And their house is in disarray. Their house is being damaged. They've been running the Ponzi scheme and the fiat monetary system for quite some time. And their house is collapsing. And they're looking for redress or relief. They're turning to the people, we the people, and pillaging countries all over the planet. And I think the people, because of the internet and other outreach, are saying no to this. And they're very, very worried. Be very worried, IMF. We're watching you. Action so far is not enough. The 185-member international institution, that's the IMF. Remember when I read the article, they started out as a 44-nation group. Now they're 185 members. It's no surprise with all of the elbowing, the cajoling, and the buying in and the buying out. It's no surprise that the countries have to support the failing U.S. dollar as it melts down, with 185 countries that have been visited by the economic hitmen. Those 185 member countries are all concerned that they next might be visited by the economic jackals. As he wrote about in his book, the 185 member international institution said that wide range policy actions have helped avert a global financial meltdown, has it? But it warned that risk remained substantial and world growth was at its lowest since World War II. What is at its worst? World growth. Right back into Agenda 21. You spend the rest of the day talking about it. Environmental and developmental concerns. Remember, it was the International Bank for Reconstruction and what? Development. International environmental and developmental concerns. That is the heart of the Agenda 21. That is the heart of sustainable development. It is the heart of globalism. Somehow or another, propping up and sustaining the development interests of the world. We'll be back on the other side for the second hour. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Wednesday, March the 25th, 2009, second hour of our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, I'm on the web, everybody's on the web this morning. Lots of folk in the chat room as well. Vocallocal.org and OzarksVoter.info, websites I'm associated with. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you continuing in this second hour. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and if you're part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick an amen to become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or you can pick up the telephone and call now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me on live on air. Want to take Oracle with you today? Use your telephone, use your cell phone, call in at 512-904-8014, follow the options, and you can listen as you go about your business today. And from around America and around the world, you can call into this broadcast toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are always welcome. Also, you may send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me directly via email at host@vocallocal.org, and I do try to respond to each email that comes in personally. Don't have any staff here. This is a self-produced talk radio broadcast. No deep pockets, just a little bit of lint and change. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts. That's Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the oracle.com chat room is open. Let's see what we've got here. We're going through an article, a long, lengthy article, started it on the other side. If you missed the first hour of the broadcast, we started out almost every day with market news, so if you want to get the latest in the gold and silver markets and that sort of thing, go back and check out the last hour. We always look at the foreign exchange rates. We've come to understand that foreign exchange is very important as we move into this global currency, and so we're starting to familiarize ourselves with that. We talked about the meltdown, if you will, in the print media, lots of action going on there. So there's many things you could listen to in the first hour, but we also went into this great struggle. This great struggle as the grubby little rubbing their finger money changers, they're squabbling. They're squabbling one another. Brits are accusing the Swiss of participating in tax avoidance and tax hiding schemes and things like that, and the Swiss are retaliating in kind. We're into this article now about the International Monetary Fund, and they're urging the G20 states to take a more decisive action to combat crisis. Always crisis, 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 crisis. Emergency, emergency. I might as well just throw it in like the other hosts do. Doubt, doubt, doubt. Fear, fear, fear. Worry, worry, worry. Now we've had our doubt, our fear, and our worry and crisis for this morning. Let's go back to the news. The G20, and this is, again, important enough to emphasize, because, you know, you think of these various things, the G7, the G20, it's like V8, you know, V8 juice. What's in it? Who knows? I have no idea. So who's the G7? Who's the G8? And who are the Bilderbergers? And who's the Trilateral Commission? And who's the Council on Foreign Relations? And who's the IMF? Well, these are all things that you can ferret out for yourself, but here, let's just find out who the G20 is as of now. The G20 comprises the seven major industrialized nations. Okay, bullet point that. Here's your heading. We'll just go ahead and outline this. This is class. A little internet homeschool classroom. So who is the G20? Question mark. The answer is it comprises the seven major industrialized nations plus, and we'll find out who the plus are in a moment. Stay with us.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And time to take the lint off the needle on that one. Welcome back to the Wednesday, March the 25th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. If you're just joining us on our affiliate stations or micro-broadcasters, we're picking up some news about the G20. Let's go right back into it. The G20 again. Here's something to write down, make a note of it, or you can just simply go to www.imf.org. That's the International Monetary Fund, their own website. You know, I like to think that we should take a very close look each day, and I do, to the whitehouse.gov website and see what the lying commander in thief is doing, and then also pay attention to the IMF and the other financials out there. These guys are setting it up. They're greasing the chute. Okay, and there's going to be precious little that we're going to do on the local level, even though we are very vocal locally. There's going to be precious little that we can do on the local level, except for just simply saying no to this claptrap that is going to change anything. So the globalists, the globalism, the global masters, master blasters, the masters of disaster, the masters of crisis are at work. And so let's pay attention to what's going on. But here they are. This G20, let's look at the group of clowns in the clown car here. The G20 comprises the 7 major industrialized nations. Here they are: Britain, Canada, France, Italy, Japan, Germany, and the United States. Plus, so this is G20.2.0 or something. Plus, here's the other nations, the 7 major industrialized nations. Plus, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, or we could say South Africa, South Korea, and Turkey, along with the European Union. That's the G20. The G7 may just be simply the seven major industrialized nations. I'll have to check on that, make sure, verify that, but that's what it looks like to me. So these are the people that are going to be meeting this G20. Also, the heads of the United Nations, that would be Ban Ki-moon, perhaps, Peter Sutherland, perhaps, the IMF, the heads of the IMF. Who are the heads of the IMF? Who are the governors? Who are the governors? Timothy Geithner, Benjamin Bernanke, represent the United States as the governor and the alternate governor on the IMF. The World Bank, and we saw that the IMF and the International Bank of, or the Bank of International Settlements and the International, the Bank for International Reconstruction and Development, all this, the World Bank. You need to go and look at that, and there's hot links in there. You can go and find out about that. And the Financial Stability Forum. Who in the name of God is the Financial Stability Forum? These guys come in with 2x4s and nails or something, shoring it up, sustaining development. They also attend the summit. So you can see that there is going to be quite a congregation, quite a group of people coming in, taking up rooms and buying food and automobiles and things like that at the XL Conference Center in the docks near Canary Wharf. Listening, Steve? Steve in the UK? Are you listening? Go check it out. Take your video camera. Give us a report. I'll bring you right up on air right after this meeting. The G20's summit at the XL Conference Center in the docks near Canary Wharf. That's C-A-N-N. It's like Canary Wharf, I guess. Canary Wharf. Not saying it properly. But these are the clowns in the car. And so we need to be paying attention to them because they are shaping the global financial economies, international communities, economic structure for the next 100 years right now. All right, back into this article. Again, the overarching risk revolves around the possibility of further corrosive interaction between more severe contraction in global economic activity and even greater and more prolonged financial strains than currently envisioned, particularly if policy implementation falls short. In other words, if they can't get people to go along to get along. The IMF note made public on February the 5th said, the IMF cautioned against protectionist solutions to the crisis. God forbid we should throw up a barrier between our countries and the International Monetary Fund. Too blinking bad that we put all of the International Monetary Fund people, including Timothy Geithner and Benjamin Bernanke, in a leaky rowboat and pushed them out from the Florida Keys, saying, bye-bye. Off to the Canary Islands with you, chump. And give them one oar. That's always fun to watch them flailing around in circles as the boat sinks. Nevertheless, back into this article a little deeper here. It says, no decisive breakthroughs. In the IMF's assessment, action taken by government so far had not achieved a decisive breakthrough in reversing the crisis. Pretty hard to reverse a crisis when you have such a internal systemic disease as this. Here's a quote. While there are pockets of improvement in some markets where policy intervention has taken place, financial markets remain under heavy strain and systemic institutions are still perceived as fragile. Challenges persist across a wide range of markets and instruments, it said. Now, going in the face of some of the various and sundry financial pundits that are well known in this patriot community, the truth movement, or however you want to call it, as Lee Rogers adroitly analyzed it, the bowel movement. Contrary to many of them, I believe and still believe that there will be pockets of prosperity globally, pockets where little, if any, impact is going to be felt by these various and sundry economic tsunamis that come crashing to shore. Some don't agree, but we can see here that the IMF seems to follow that line of thinking as well. While there are pockets of improvement in some markets where policy intervention has taken place, financial markets remain under heavy strain. Continuing here, governments around the world have cut interest rates and introduced fiscal stimulus packages to counter the downturn, triggered by the subprime mortgage crisis that erupted in the United States in mid-2007. And you think that we're just doing this here? Nothing happens just here any longer. Ever since we've gone further and further into this global GIS, GPS, global governance system, everything is global. And you thought Y2K had something to do with the clock in your computer. Wrong. Wrong, Chesterfield. It was the introduction of a uniform computing software system globally so that we can be interconnected and interdependent. And in order to get everybody on the same page, we had to throw up all of these smoke screens about all of the computers melting down so that everyone, including in your little burg, wherever you might be listening to this broadcast today, everyone got into the trough just like they did with the electronic voting devices. Everyone got into the trough and bought new computers and new software, all interconnected, interdependent, and started the great drive towards fiber optic and other kinds of high-speed internet connections and internet connectivity so that all of the global GIS, GPS, that's geographic information systems and geographic positioning systems, so all of that can work together interdependently and interconnectedly. And that is 2001. We'll be back. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Global.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org. Thank you.
And we're back once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And as we go into this article a little further, now we're going to get down to some more of the nuts and bolts and some of the dollars and cents of all of this. So far, the G20 countries have adopted or plan to adopt fiscal stimulus measures amounting to, on the average, around 0.5% of GDP in 2008. 1.5% of GDP in 2009. And about 1.25% of GDP planned for 2010. And so you can just start to add this up. If you know what your country's gross domestic product is and look at the amount that is going to be pitched into this fiscal stimulus measures, that means that basically we're going to add to the national debt of each of these various G20 countries 0.5% of their GPD in 2008, 1.5% of their GDP in 2009, and 1.25% of GDP in 2010. And so, you look at these various stimulus packages, and you say, my God, what are they going to do with all of these trillions and trillions? Well, it's not so much what are we going to do with the trillions and trillions. You see, they're trying to keep up with a formula. And so it doesn't make any difference whether it's hog trough, pork bellies, or whatever it is, lean futures. We're going to have to throw in a percentile of the GDP. It has nothing to do, you know, it could be the refurbishing of a bridge in somebody's hometown. It could be gold plating a nameplate on the front of a local post office. It doesn't matter. It could be energy efficient light bulbs in all of the federal buildings. It doesn't matter. It's the what doesn't make any difference. It's the how much that makes the difference. They're working off of a fiscal plan based upon percentiles of GDP. Important. More aggressive, here's a quote, more aggressive and concerted policy actions are urgently needed to resolve the crisis and establish a durable turnaround in global activity. This is all newspeak. Remember, sustainable development. Sustainable development, Agenda 21. Keep it in your mind. The IMF said, to be effective, policies need to be comprehensive and internationally coordinated to limit unintended cross-border effects. Unintended cross-border effects. Of course, if you've studied the various and sundry publications of the United Nations, you'll quickly understand or know what I'm talking about when I say the International Migration and Development Agenda. This unintended cross-border effect. Composition of the IMF's analysis showed considerable variation across the G20 countries in the size and the composition of stimulus packages announced so far. So all of these various countries are going for this bait, if you will. They're all throwing trillions and trillions in. But of course, if you recall the discussion that we had about the origins of the IMF, everyone was to pony up a certain amount of gold and a certain amount of currency, and dependent upon their GDP, their gross domestic product, or their national wealth, if you will, each of them ponied up a certain amount, and then that bought them their votes at the table. So the United States and the United Kingdom had their most votes at the table because they pitched in the most, and then Russia and others. Money talks and BS walks. This is all BS to me, but nevertheless, they're doing it. The IMF's analysis showed considerable variation again across the G20 countries in the size and the composition of the stimulus packages announced so far. Revenue measures have focused on cuts in personal income taxes and indirect taxes, such as the value-added tax or excise duties, while 3/4 of the G20 countries have announced plans to increase spending on infrastructure. Those would be your prevailing wages and your union wage jobs. That's cowing or collapsing in the face of the pressure put on them by the ILO, the International Labor Organization, the various trade unions, and so on. You just can't get more expensive than government construction. It's the most expensive out there. I know from a first-hand standpoint on that. I am a union journeyman carpenter myself, layout foreman, etc. I know how lucrative that can be. lots of do-re-mi available there. In addition to other many hats, my mother used to say, oh, I wear so many hats. She could never figure out what I was doing for a living. I just go where the money goes and stay with that. But let's get into this a little deeper. Other expenditures include other expenditure measures include transfers to states or local governments. That's transfers to, that's public buy-in. That's, this is the idea of unearned grants and aid, the reaching out for unearned shekels where the shekels of control are inevitably clamped upon you. But there's going to be a lot of this creation of funny money and given to other sectors, local governments and states. And what will they do with the money? Just the same. Infrastructure development. We're putting a gold gilt on a dying pig here, it looks like. reviving the damaged financial system, it says. Oh, no. One more here. Other expenditure measures include transfers to states or local governments, support for housing sectors, and aid to small and medium-sized enterprises. So it doesn't really matter. The pork barrel is open. I guess what they're saying is that the taps have been turned on. Get in line. Bring your biggest bowl, because you're going to get your bowl packed down, pressed, and overflowing, apparently, out of funny money, money off other people's backs. Reviving the damaged financial system. Restoring financial health will require a three-pronged approach. So listen for this three-pronged approach in all these various and sundry financial news that we hear coming down the pike in the next 12, 18 months. This three-pronged approach involving the continued provision of ample liquidity and term funding support from central banks. In other words, the tap is wide open. Continued provision of ample liquidity. There's going to be no end to the amount of money thrown out there. All of the monies, as Lisa likes to say. How many monies have you got in your pocket? I'll trade you five monies for your three monies. Provision of ample liquidity. Dealing promptly and aggressively with distressed assets. Do we have lots of distressed assets out there? We're going to deal promptly and aggressively with distressed assets. That means basically the nationalization of anything that isn't nailed down, and even those things that are nailed down, nationalizing that. And recapitalizing viable institutions with public funds. Oh, they're all just too big to fail. With public funds. All of this insanity brought on us by the international financial community, all of this insanity is going to be dropped on our back, as many of you already have figured out. Instead of letting the global financial community go face down in the dirt, which is probably where they belong if they're not hanging from a hemp rope. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Immediate short-run policies and actions taken need to be consistent with the long-run vision for the structure of a viable financial system and with medium-term fiscal sustainability. Now we're throwing in the word vision and sustainability in the same sentence. That's newspeak for sustainable development. The Visioning Council's Vision 2020. Total fiscal sustainability. What is the meaning of sustain? Take out your dictionaries and look it up. It's to shore it up. It's to prop it up. You know, if you're playing the piano, you can press the sustain key, and it relieves all of the tension and all of the bumpers and all of the felt comes up, and it lets the big sounding board hold that note and just let that string ring and ring and ring and ring. Sustaining, propping up, shoring up something that would otherwise decay the sound and just come to an end. So we're propping up this Keynesian economic system, this disaster in financial foolery. We'll be back. Stay with us on the other side.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music.
Full range of electronics.
Computer and office.
Sports and outdoors.
Dry storable and organic food.
Health and wellness.
Survival and tactical gear.
Home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are cooking into the last half hour of the Wednesday, March the 25th broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Glad you made it with us. The chat room is wide open to you. Come on, jump on into the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room and chat along with the rest. And again, the numbers are 866-841-1065, toll free around the world and around America. And if you're in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long distance available to you, or you just simply like to pay the toll and call in and save the cost to the company, 512-904-8014, and your calls are welcome. Dropping back down and closing out on this article about the G20 here. So much involved in all this, I'd like to go on to some other material. But this is really the important part of this lengthy article and our whole discussion on the G20 meeting that's coming up next week. The Group of 20 Summit at the XL Conference Center in the docks near Canary Wharf, England. Anyway, going back into this again, I'm trying to draw out and bring into your understanding that all of this has to do with the implementation of Agenda 21. It's gotten so much resistance worldwide ever since we started exposing it when it came out in 92, but certainly we ramped up the expose in 2004, Chris Gerner's American Expose website, and many others, Michael Shaw, Freedom 21, Santa Cruz, Joan Vian's work, the Global Straitjacket, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, many others, many independents out there, Vicky in Idaho, so many people laid it on the line. Pay attention. What's happening? What is sustainable development? Why do we need to be very, very concerned about this at this time as we move deeper and deeper into global governance? So back to the article here and continuing. They say, let's see, what have we got here? Various approaches may be used to resolve distressed assets. tailored to individual institution and country circumstances, cleaning bank balance sheets, we mentioned that before, including through a transparent process for valuing distressed assets and putting a ceiling on losses. What's all that about? All of these will be critical to restore confidence in financial institutions and reduce counterparty risk. Confidence in financial institutions? If we're successful in what we're doing here on Oracle Broadcasting and elsewhere, we're going to blow the lid off this financial institutions. Expose it to the light of day. Let people see just what kind of a global con job this is. We're not restoring any confidence in these financial institutions. To hell with them. Or I should say the way that Mo from Oregon does, to the hell with them. Put them out, cast them out into the outer darkness. All of these grubby, nose-rubbing money changers. They've had their way with the human being, that socialized, political socialized human being, for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Let's declare a new war in the 21st century, a new war on this financial, maniacal system, this systemic rot of civilizations. Anyway, got my shorts bunched up a bit there. I think I've got them smoothed out now. Let's continue. An approach that would ensure maximum transparency and greatly reduced uncertainty, although entailing high upfront fiscal costs. Yeah, high upfront fiscal costs, but you're not paying for them. You're laying it on the backs of we the people. And you're going to walk away with the rewards, and we're going to wind up with the debt. We get the shaft one more time. No thank you. These institutions are not too big to fail. Let them rot right down to their foundations, and the termites can enjoy the dust pile. Going further here, an approach that would ensure maximum transparency and greatly reduce uncertainty, although entailing high upfront fiscal costs, would be to transfer the assets to a bad bank. A bad bank. Oh, bad bank. Just another, my bad, just another bad bank. Such an approach has been tried and tested in previous crises and has yielded generally favorable outcomes. Isn't that a telling little statement? Such an approach has been tried and tested in previous crises. Those who do not know their history are doomed to fail, you know, repeat their history, because they roll this crap out every 10 years. Another, you know, a new crisis every decade. It's the same crisis over and over and over again. Just when you're struggling to get your head above water, just when you finally started to set aside a little bit, just when you've started to experience the joy of happiness, you're really starting to feel the pursuit of happiness in your life and your liberty, everything is going fine, and then the master blasters and the money changers do it again. They change the rules, they change the regulations, and zippo zammo, you're locked in to an 8-to-5 for 10 more years. Recapitalization using public balance sheets should make a clear differentiation between viable and non-viable institutions to enable greater consolidation in the financial sector. What are they doing? Greater consolidation in the financial sectors. They're moving all of the monetary system into fewer and fewer hands. Hands so strong that none can resist. Hands so big that they no longer have to listen to the feeble cries for redress of grievance. International cooperation on a coherent set of financial policies should receive high priority. The application of substantially different conditions when supporting financial institutions should be avoided in order to prevent unintended consequences. That would be like collateral damage, wouldn't it? That may arise from competitive distortions and regulatory arbitrage. Oh, we'll talk about that regulatory arbitrage if we have a minute, in a minute. Come back to that. International coordination is also needed to avoid excessive national bias to the detriment of other countries. We said the words from Thomas Paine over and over again. I love the particular quote, where governments are organized for war, mostly by bandits and thieves. And then when they sate their appetite for war with their neighbors, then they turn and they bring their war on the people. But always, always, always in the last 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 years, always this statist mentality seeks to perpetuate national hatreds and national interests. And here they're trying to avoid excessive national bias to the detriment of other countries. Part of that is this multicultural stuff and nonsense. But let's continue here. This is their strategy for avoiding a prolonged recession. Macroeconomic policy stimulus. Like, you like that word, that terminology? These economists, they don't know everything, but they know something. They know how to use these fancy words. Macroeconomic policy stimulus. That's macroeconomic. That's global. Why don't they just say it? Global policy stimulus. That's grants and aid. Funny money created out of nothing. So we can say global policy grants and aids, creating funny money out of nothing, will be critical to support, what's the word? Demand. Right in their own words here. Critical to support demand. Why is it important? Why is it critical to support demand? Because without demand, the whole house of cards falls apart. Demand drives sustainable development. Demand drives all this food security. Demand drives the global safety cult. Doing it for your safety. Everything's for your safety, you know. Be very, very afraid. It's all for your safety. We're doing it for the children. We're doing it for the women, the children, and the indigenous people. Be very afraid. With conventional monetary policy reaching its limits, what did they say? With conventional monetary policy reaching its limits, there's going to be an unconventional monetary warfare unleashed at any time. Central banks will need to explore alternative policy approaches with a focus on intervention. Can't you see the government's just scrambling to intervene? And why are they going to intervene? To unlock key credit markets. That's right. Keynesian economics. Borrow your way to prosperity. Borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow with no end in sight of borrowing. Because of the constraints of the effectiveness on monetary policy, fiscal policy must play a central role in supporting demand. Remember what the definition of sustain is. To support, to prop up. So what he's basically saying is that fiscal policy must play a central role in sustainable development. Always implementing Agenda 21. This is the agenda for the 21st century. It was hatched out of the Earth Summit Rio de Janeiro in 1992. Jorge Bush's daddy, George Herbert Walker Bush, signed on to it there, brought it into the United States of America. Clinton and Gore picked it up and ran full steam with it. It went underground during Jorge Bush's administration, and it's coming back in spades under Barry the Usurper and Nancy Pelosi. And see if you can find any food fit to eat this century. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we are back in the last segment of today's broadcast, ripping the top off this G20 meeting and looking at the sustainable mercenaries at their finest hour, I would suppose. Back to this article again and closing it out. We've got, because of the constraints of the effectiveness of monetary policy, again reiterating, fiscal policy must play a central role in supporting demand while remaining consistent with medium-term sustainability. You've got it all in one sentence right there. A key feature of a fiscal stimulus program is that it should support demand for a prolonged period of time. Anything to support the economic and development community at whatever expense, no matter what the loss of lives. I'll say it again. A key feature of a fiscal stimulus program is that it should support demand for a prolonged period of time and be applied broadly across countries with policy space to minimize cross-border leakages. The IMF argued. A cross-border leakage. Don't you like the way these people talk? Dual and triple citizens. These people have no interest whatsoever in countries. This is a world without borders. This is a global serfdom. A feudal plantation. It should be difficult for any of these people to board an airplane, but they're the ones that get in first. It should be difficult for them to deboard in any country because the police should be waiting at the bottom of the stairs, but that never seems to happen. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's because they own the police and they own the airlines. That might sum it all up. Policymakers need to be mindful of the importance of maintaining confidence in medium-term fiscal sustainability, the IMF said. Maintaining confidence. You see, if the people don't have any confidence in this funny money paper scheme, they quit using it. And when they quit using it, the IMF no longer has any power, and they are trembling in their boots. They will do anything to shut this message up. We're rocking the boat. We're driving our little wedges into every crack that we can find around the base because we know if we continue to tip and tap and tip and tap on our wedges, we can bring the whole edifice down. Just a few taps, a few wedges at the right place, at the right time, in unison, and it collapses. The value of becoming vocal local. Fiscal packages should rely on temporary measures and policies should be formulated within credible medium-term fiscal frameworks. These frameworks should entail gradual fiscal corrections as conditions improve. The IMF suggested that countries facing forthcoming demographic challenges, particularly a shift to a more aged population, should have a clear plan for reform of health and pension entitlements as we welcome socialized medicine in the United States of America. As our population ages and we close the spigot of illegal aliens flowing into our country from across the borders. Boy, this gets my shorts in a bunch. Nevertheless, I had a much lengthier segment I wanted to share from this book. We'll have to suffice with just a paragraph or two. This is back again to our study of Free to Choose by Milton and Rose Friedman. This is almost a summary statement of stuff that I wanted to share in greater detail. Perhaps tomorrow we can get to the nuts and bolts. Now we'll just cut to the chase. The ICC, those of you know that, the International Commerce Commission, the ICC illustrates what might be called the natural history of government intervention. Oh, this has been a very interesting segment to read in this book because he's talking all about the defects and the downside potential and the downside risk of government intervention that it virtually never works. But now we're talking about the natural history of government intervention. And he says, a real or fancied evil leads to demands to do something about it. As we, the people, cry out to the government, Mommy, Mommy, wipe my nose, wipe my bottom. A real or fancied evil leads to demands to do something about it. Crisis management, emergency, risk levels rising. A political coalition forms consisting of sincere, high-minded reformers and equally sincere, interested parties. Problem, reaction, solution coming on us here. The incompatible objectives of the members of the coalition, e.g. low prices to consumers and high prices to producers, are glossed over by fine rhetoric about the public interest, fair competition, and the like. And you see that all the time in the newspapers, don't you? The coalition succeeds in getting Congress or a state legislature to pass a law, just what we need, more laws. But these various and sundry pluralistic coalitions go to Congress, and Congress, responding to their constituents' needs, passes another law. The preamble to the law pays lip service to the rhetoric, and the body of the law grants power to government officials to do something. The high-minded reformers experience a temporary glow of triumph and turn their attention to new causes. These are the do-gooders, the hanky-wringers, weeping over the swimming polar bears. The interested parties go to work to make sure that the power is used for their benefit. Now, in this case, you'd need to have read the previous pages, but you know who the interested parties are. People are clamoring about the pollution in a river because Tyson continues to dump its effluent into a river or something, or Nestle begins to suck all the water out of an aquifer near Salida, Colorado, or someone else. These are the interested parties. These are the ones that the hanky-wringers came out against, and they went to Congress to pass a law, and Congress gladly passes the law because they can see another bureaucratic system created here, more jobs for the insiders. Anyway, these interested parties, they go to work to make sure that the power is used for their benefit. In other words, they get all the seats at the table, and they generally succeed. Success breeds its problems, which are met by broadening the scope of intervention. In other words, these little government agencies are not enough. They've got to increase their size and reach their hands out. This is that invisible hand of government. Just goes out there further and further and further. In the end, the effects are precisely the opposite of the objectives of the reformers and generally do not even achieve the objectives of the special interest groups. See what I'm saying? You clamor for Congress. You've gone to the wrong place. Congress will gladly pass another law. They love it. And then the interested groups, the people that would have been affected, the adverse, the Monsantos and the others, they come in, they sit at the table, and they go to work. And in the end, the effects are precisely the opposite of the objectives of the reformers. And they generally do not achieve the objectives even of the special interest groups that lobbied for it. yet the activity is so firmly established and so many vested interests are connected with it that repeal of the initial legislation is nearly inconceivable. You let these people have more laws, folk, and we'd never come out from it. FEMA is like a big vacuum. It just sucks up all of these various and sundry agencies that are defunded and delinked. And there are many others like it. They create these bureaucracies, and the bureaucracies never go away. You can't even repeal this legislation. Instead, new government legislation is called for to cope with the problems produced by the earlier legislation, and a whole new cycle begins again. And this is what Rose and Milton Friedman call the natural history of government intervention. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. We're looking for relief and redress of grievance in all the wrong places when we go to government. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And even God cannot change the past. Dollar diplomacy. If we're looking for change, people, we're going to have to make it change from the bottom up. We've got to get rid of the established two-party political system. And if you can think of a faster and more direct and more successful process than this, then let me know. But I believe that we need to embed within both of the existing political parties, gain a majority in them, and vote them out of existence from within. These are statutory standing committees. They operate virtually outside of law, and yet they control all of government. The parties do not represent you, the constituency. They represent their constituency, and that is the political party and all of the special interests and deep pockets that finance the political party. They do not represent you or I. They don't really even represent their towns. They don't even really represent their congressional districts. They represent the parties, and folks, we can change it. Hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. Be back with us again tomorrow for another round of this. And until then, have a great day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.